Hi, Laura. It's David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, we're in moderator mode and recording this call for those who could not join live. And for those who are on the line right now, thanks so much for investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. And every Tuesday night, we try to make your time worthwhile and share with you some strategies about how you can build your Purium business. And sometimes we talk about higher level concepts and philosophy and motivation, and other times we talk about more practical sorts of applications, the nuts and bolts and tactics of how you can build your business. And tonight's is more tactical. It's more specific to your Purium business, and it's based upon a question that I get quite often, which is, you know, should I lead with the product or should I lead with the opportunity? Or I heard so-and-so is doing really well and having a lot of success talking about the opportunity, but I like to talk about the product first. Or so-and-so likes to talk about the product first and they're doing really well, but I like to talk about the opportunity first. Which should I do? And the answer really is that you should lead with what you're more comfortable with, what you believe in more, what you're more passionate about. But ultimately, you should be good at being able to present both. And here's the reason why, if you can present both ways, that you're going to be more successful. Number one is you can appeal to more prospects that way. Because in general, out walking around in the world, there are some people who are very interested in improving their health, and there are other people who are very interested in improving their wealth. And they're not always the same people. And so therefore, to be able to talk about both, to both types of people, you're going to be more successful. The second reason to be able to do both is you'll be able to create a more complete presentation, paint a more complete picture for somebody. So even though their primary interest may be product or your primary presentation method may be opportunity, that you'll be able to fill in the gaps and paint a more complete picture. You'll also be able to answer questions. So somebody who is very product focused, and if that's not your main focus, at least if you know enough to be dangerous, you can satisfy them to the point that they'll be willing to sample the product. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, once you are successful in enrolling a new person, you'll be able to teach more people and a wider variety of people when you're able to teach how to present the product and how to present the opportunity. So it doesn't really matter which door you open up first. If you tend toward opening up the product door first or you tend toward opening up the opportunity door first, it doesn't really matter. But what I'd like to do is talk about some of the advantages of both. And for me, I'm naturally an opportunity seller. I've been around the direct sales industry for 20 years. I'm an entrepreneur and business person at the core. And so although I certainly have a passion for health and consider myself a fairly fit person and actually owned a spa that was a wellness spa, you know, my real passion is business. And so therefore, I'm more of an opportunity seller. And so because of that, I'm choosing to start with product and tell about the advantages of presenting the product first, going against my natural tendency. And the first reason that you might choose to lead with the product is because it's probably easier. It's a tangible thing to give somebody a product that they can have an experience with, that they can taste, that they can smell, that they can physically feel what's happening in their body. Those sorts of things make it easier for the average person who's not necessarily a good salesperson or presenter to do. So what usually happens is that most people who are new to the industry and new to the business will want to tend to lead with the product because it's just easier. It's easier to hand out samples. One of the other benefits of leading with the product is the retention factor. If you passionately use the product, are committed to the product, and are a product of the product, and you look, feel, and perform like a person that's much older than you or younger than you. If you look, feel, and perform like a younger person and you're a good advertisement for the product, people are going to be attracted to that. You're going to teach people to use the product properly. And the people who use the product product properly over and over and over again, even if they don't have success in the business, will tend to stay on either as customers or as distributors that are really customers in distributors' clothes. But either way, they're people that are buying product on a regular basis that you're getting paid on, so we love those people. So leading with the product creates better retention. One of the ways that you'll know that you're a product presenter, a product seller, somebody who leads with the product, is that you often say, you've got to try this. You've got to try this product. And that's a good thing, to sample the product, and we recommend leading with your sample of the Scoop of Greens product, and let people experience the complete health benefits of a green product. Most people eat very processed foods, and therefore, even just a few servings of that Scoop of Greens product should make a radical difference in how they feel, especially their digestion and their cravings and those sorts of things. So if you hand out a lot of samples, you're leading with the product, you can have great success. What you're going to want to do is make sure that you share your product testimonial at the same time that you're handing out the product. So if you really are a product of the product, you really are passionate about leading with the product, then let people know the experience that you've had using the Purium products, because it's through your specific testimonial that the product comes to life. Most people buy on emotion. there are some people who are very analytical that are ingredient readers, but most people aren't. Most people, are a sucker for a good story, and if you've had some good success utilizing the Purium products, then share that. So that's leading with the product. Somebody who leads with the opportunity, some of the advantages are that you tend to get more business-oriented people. You tend to duplicate your business more rapidly, and, that's a good thing. We're in the business of duplication, and especially in the economy that we're in today, there's never been a better time to be talking about earning additional income. Clearly our country is having a tough time, and it's unfortunate the unemployment numbers that we're seeing right now and the underemployment and the amount of people that are struggling. People are looking for additional income, and so being an opportunity seller is something that is very popular right now. And so instead of saying you've got to try this, the opportunity seller is often saying you got to hear this, you got to see this, you got to meet this guy, Dave Sandoval, and you're good at painting a picture, what it would be like to have a highly leveraged business opportunity working on your behalf. The concept of duplication and having income not only on your own efforts, but the efforts of other people. Being willing to share a money-oriented testimonial of yourself or other people in the business. So if you're an opportunity seller, then you're going to be talking a lot about what can be. So a product seller talks about what is, what has happened, what will happen in somebody's body when they take this product. An opportunity seller says, imagine if you were part of this great company that was really just getting its footing, just about to take off. Imagine what would happen if you started to build a team right now. So the thing that's interesting is that oftentimes the same information is presented differently by somebody who is a product seller versus somebody who's an opportunity seller. So if you talk about, let's say, the power of 10 product combination, the Scoop of Greens and the Apothecary, if you talk about those two products, if you're a product seller, you're going to be talking about the antioxidant benefits of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables and how that works in your body and free radicals and antioxidants and anti-aging and chronological versus biological aging and all those kinds of important technical things that make somebody believe that using this product will be good for their health, whether they can see or feel the benefits or not, they know it's working for them. And you're going to hand them a sample and say, you got to try this. The same information, this concept of the power of 10, can be presented by the opportunity seller to say, wow, imagine getting 10 servings of fruits and vegetables all in 30 seconds for less than it would cost to buy the 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. The convenience factor, the everything is so easy. Imagine how simple it would be to build a business sharing this simple story. And so you paint the picture of how the business works around this program. And one of the things we'll be talking about as the month goes on and certainly into January is the concept that Dave Sandoval rolled out in Florida, which is this idea of having a gift card program. And so we're not going to get into a lot of details about the gift card program, but there is a gift card program that's going to be rolled out next year that's going to make it even easier to sample these products and make it easier to show somebody how they can earn money promoting the Purium program. So we have a farm-to-family business operation that provides tremendous value, and that tremendous value can show up through the product door, or that tremendous value can show up in the uniqueness that is the opportunity door. So, you know, depending on who you're talking to, it also drives whether you're going to lead with the product or lead with the opportunity. So if you're talking to a doctor, chances are that you're going to want to be focused on being product-oriented and share the benefits of the product and how that can help that person with their practice and how that practice can sell a lot of product. And the company has a great professional program specifically for doctors. And so, you know, you can start out talking about product and then get an opportunity or vice versa. Certainly if you're talking with a business-oriented person, you're probably going to start talking about the opportunity, but at some point that person is going to say, well, do the products really work? And so that's where having a more complete presentation and knowing a little bit about all sides of the business helps you. So if we go to that pipeline process, our recruiting process of prospects, invitation, presentation, and role, and how that looks, if you're product-oriented, it looks like, here's a sample of our product, you got to try this, and let me tell you a little bit about it and what you can expect. And then after they try it, wasn't it great? You know, do you want to get it for free? And so that's how a product-oriented person introduces a prospect and gets them in the business as a business person. So certainly the product-oriented person gets more customers, more than likely, than the opportunity person. But not only that, they get a lot of distributors, but they're getting people who are really focused on getting their product for free. If you're an opportunity seller, it sounds more like you got to see this. Isn't this unique? Listen to this Thursday night call, or listen to this recorded message with Dave Sandoval. And don't you want to get in early? Don't you want to get in before this company is all over the place? You know, this gift card program that we're going to be rolling out will appeal to both the product seller and the opportunity seller, and that's something that's super exciting. One of the other things that I've seen that's interesting that I wanted to share with everybody, especially if you're a product seller, is the idea of looking for commitment partners. What I mean by a commitment partner is imagine that you enroll me as a new distributor in your business and you lead with the product and you're product-oriented and I'm product-oriented, I'm passionate about my health and want to help people with my health. Well, one of the first things that you're going to try to get me to do to help me in my health quest as well as in my business so I can get my product for free is you're going to want me to get some product results. And one of the ways to get product results is to have a commitment partner or multiple commitment partners that are willing to help check me to make sure that I'm getting the results I want. So let's say that I want to lose weight. Let's say I want to lose 10 pounds over the next 3 months, and that's my goal. So what you're going to recommend to me is that I make that public to 3 or 4 important people in my life, people that I know and care about and are willing to share this information with. So let's say I talk to my brother and talk to somebody at my office and talk to a couple other people, And then every week, either I'm going to check in with them or I'm going to ask them to check in with me, and I'm going to tell them what my progress is. Well, guess what? Now I'm even more committed to getting good results because I've gone public with it, and I'm also more committed because all of those people are great prospects for me. So as they check in my first week I lost 2 pounds, the next week I lost another 2, and the next week I lost another 2, and so before the end of the month I've lost 6 or 7 or 8 pounds, and they're saying, wow, what are you doing, David? And, you know, what products are you taking, and how are you making this happen? And if I can say truthfully, hey, it's been pretty easy. I've been taking these great products from Purium, and, you know, I'd like to share them with you. You got to try this. And so there they are. You know, you're walking down this product path, utilizing your commitment partners, the people that you know and trust the most, and they're your best prospects. And they're the people you want to do business with, and they're the people you want to hang out with. And that commitment partner concept, especially in conjunction with these gift cards, when we have them, will be fantastic. Now, if you're an opportunity seller, one of the things that's really important is the idea of having an urgency campaign or a new market campaign. You know, people love the word first and only and new and low cost and, you know, anyone can do it and simple. And so all these buzzwords and sound bites are going to be the things that the opportunity seller is going to be promoting and that the opportunity buyer, the prospect, is going to be listening for. And so we're coming up on a new year where people are going to be making New Year's commitments and wellness commitments. The number one commitment that people make is to lose weight. So you need to get into business now. You need to get yourself positioned so that you can capitalize on all these people wanting to lose weight. Why wouldn't you want to be promoting a weight loss product on January 1st? And the only way that you can promote a weight loss product on January 1st is to get in December so that people know, so that you know enough about it that you can promote it to other folks. So, you know, talking about the new year, talking about the new possibilities, talking about the Power of 10 product, and it's a new product coming to market. And just so you know, we're working on new labels for that product pack. So there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that will be very exciting for opportunity sellers. And if you can just share that enthusiasm right now, even if you don't know all the details, opportunity sellers are very good at sharing enthusiasm and promoting timing and positioning, and enthusiasm is contagious. People want to be part of something. People don't want to miss out. And so if they know that you're going places and they know that you're going to make something big happen, they want to be part of it. And unfortunately for some people, it's because, you know, they don't want you to be successful without them. And so whatever their motivation is, whatever your motivation is, don't overcomplicate things. You're getting paid to promote this product. You're getting paid to promote this opportunity. You're getting paid to share something of value. And the reality is that almost every day, if not every single day, you recommend something to somebody or somebody recommends something to you, and you don't get paid for it, and they don't get paid for it. And you're oftentimes selling or persuading other people, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your kids, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, whoever it may be. So sales is not a dirty word. Persuasion is not a dirty word. Promotion is not a dirty word. All you're doing is sharing something of value. And the question is, what is it that you find valuable about this business? Is it the product? Is it a particular product? Or is it the business opportunity? What is it that you want to share? And the more personal you are about it, the more specific you are about it, the more unique you make it sound, the better it's going to be. And so that's really all we do, is we take these great products and we share them with people. We take this great opportunity and share it with people. And I can tell you, these are great products, and I can tell you this is a great opportunity, and there are a lot of people of all shapes and sizes, of all walks of life, that are looking for better health and that are looking for better wealth. So there's no question that people want the benefits that Purium products and the Purium business can bring. It's just a matter of if you're out there actively promoting those things. And so choose a path, pick a door, then go for it. Last week we talked about belief, and this is directly tied into belief. So if your belief level is high about the products, lead with the products. If your belief level is high about the opportunity, lead with the opportunity. And best case scenario is learn enough about both that you can speak both languages so that you can be more effective with more people. And that's what I hope that you're doing. This is a great time of year to be promoting health. Most people gain 5 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, help somebody out. Help them out before they gain all 5 of those pounds. Or, if they're in the process of gaining those pounds, then, be the first person in the door before January 1st so that they use our products, your products, versus somebody else's, because they're going to choose. They're going to choose some new nutrition products. They're going to choose some new weight loss products. That is a fact, and it's just a matter of who's they're going to choose. So if you're out there promoting, if you're out there ready, if you're sharing your story and sharing, what we do and how we do it and why we do it, then, you're going to be the one who's going to be compensated. And so I certainly hope that this training has inspired you to do so. And as I said, we got a lot of great things on the corporate side happening in the background behind the scenes. So just trust and know and believe that things are only going to get better. So thanks for joining us, Laura. Thanks so much for hosting. And if you enjoyed this information, please share it with other folks in your downline. It will be recorded. So have a great evening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.